today a lot of towns have convenience store gas stations. But most towns you drive into, if you needed your car serviced or repaired, you couldn't get it. So what was your station like in that regard?
Oh, so you did everything. You went out and you put the gas in the cars. I was good at that, and washing windshield, and I could check the oil on all those cars too. And you got your windows all washed, your windshield washed, and you checked the air in the tires. And I could check the air in the tires. I didn't ever grease the cars, but we did a lot of simonizing too, where we polished them inside and out. I did a lot of that. And we washed the hearse all the time. And I had to clean the inside, and you know, that's pretty plush in there, but you cleaned that all. And so I used to tell them, now if I die, be sure and put a chamois in my hand when you take me away in this. And Streitz and them used to get really a big kick out of that when I'd tell them that. I said, now be sure when you carry me away, I've got a chamois in my hand, because I washed those windows. And the same way with the, and I could find the tires had inner tubes in them, and we had the trough that you'd put the inner tube in to find the leak. And I was pretty good at that, and putting the coal patch, and then we got, so we did hot patches on those inner tubes. And so the old oil businesses changed a really lot. And of course, when we got the new building, that was because then we had the hoist and a lot of more of the conveniences. And that was a dream while they were overseas. But I got along. And then I had my own office then upstairs at the there. So I did all the book work for years. Girls, when they were little, they just took their nap up there until they went to school. And of course, they could have one treat a day. It was a nickel candy bar, you know, they could have a treat a day. And so I remember when Kaylin started kindergarten, she brought quite a few with her from the kindergarten, because I was up at the station, so she came to the station. She brought quite a few of her friends with her from kindergarten and told her dad that they needed their nickel treat too. So he gave them all a nickel, their candy bar, but he told him she better not be doing that every day when she came after her treat. But she didn't know but what that was meant, that, you know, anybody that was up there could have one treat a day. The high school boys used to, especially after we built the new station and the old building went back for oil storage, and the ones that smoked liked to go out by the old building and have a little cigarette at noontime. And the others, they just sit on the bench, you know, in the station. But we had a lot of traffic. In fact, a lot of the boys or people that come back now, they really remember me being in the station. You know, they gave me lots of names, because at the time World War II was on, Rosie the Riveter was quite a big song going on. So a few of these guys around town would call me Rosie. And then the old junk dealer down there, he always traded at the station. And so then, because my name was Taylor, he called me Liz. And so I picked up, and then some of them didn't know what to call me, so they called me Mrs. Monk. So I had really a lot of nicknames, just because I worked in the station. And I don't know, you know, there wasn't ERA, so I wasn't doing it to get any equal rights. We called it survival when I took that over. But it was not easy in the wintertime. And the fuel oil, in fact, we would get the fuel oil over at Pocahontas, and that came in on the big cars on the railroad then. And the Standard Oil guy over there, he would, he was real good if I needed help, because you had to, when you got through unloading that, and I think it was 2 or 3 days, anyway, so many days that you had to get that unloaded so they could come back and hook that up and take it out again. But you had to climb up and open that lid clear on the top and get it hooked in, the hoses hooked in to put into your tank underground there. Because we shared that with at Pokey with the It was either the kerosene, because we didn't have to go real often. It might have been the kerosene that we. But I know I one night it was so cold, and you didn't dare leave the truck running all the time to keep warm, because it's taking quite a while. And I'd sit on my hands and I'd sit on my feet up under me to keep warm, so I could drive back to Rolfe when I got that fuel on the truck. And the same thing with, clearing the snow and everything. Of course, those old pumps, were the ones you had to. But before you go, I'll show you the picture of our old station.
It sounds like you just grew up knowing how to work.
Oh, that was one thing you did grow up with in the era that I grew up in. Everybody knew how to work, and it didn't make we didn't really. Call it whether it was boys' work or girls' work, or there was something to be done, you just did it. Because we raised chickens, and I learned to clean chickens, and that was your livelihood. And my brother had little banny. They used to call them banny roosters, and the little hens would lay little eggs. We had every kind of a for kids. That was entertainment too. They had pigeons, real pretty pigeons, and you just learned to. Our front yard didn't have much grass on it because we were pretty busy, but in the backyard, of course, you just learned how to do everything. And with the mom working like she did during the Depression, you took over. You learned how to keep house and you learned how to cook. And I babysat for a quarter an hour, a quarter. Yeah, 25 cents an hour. Because when I was there for 4 hours, I'd get a dollar then, and it wasn't too many people that could afford babysitters. But these one I sat for, they just had the one boy, and they ran the grocery store in Rutland. And so I really went to their. They played bridge, and they were big bridge players. And so I'd go once or twice a week to their place.
It sounds like people respected you pretty well in your work.
I think they did, because they trusted me at the station. I mean, not everybody would trust. I mean, someone they were. I think they were more skeptical maybe at first, if I would come out to wait on them. And there was a couple older ladies in town that they didn't want me checking their oil. If there was a man there, I could raise the hood and check their oil. But there's only two I remember, that, and they. Just didn't think that I needed to be checking their oil. And that was really it was not a real common job for me to be doing, because there weren't too many gals doing that. Now they're doing everything,